This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Some characters like Winnie the Pooh are ageless, and sometimes lawsuits over who owns them are ageless as well. In less than 7 years, Winnie the Pooh will be 100 years old. In the 1920s, A.A. Milne authored several works featuring the character Christopher Robin, who was based on Milne's own son and his stuffed toys. In 1930, Milne licensed four of his works, including Winnie the Pooh, to Stephen Schlesinger, Inc., which in turn transferred rights to Disney. Schlesinger sued Disney in 1991 and again in 2006 over royalty payments and trademark ownership. Schlesinger argued that while Disney could market Pooh, Schlesinger still owned the trademarks. But the court basically poo-pooed that argument, finding that Schlesinger transferred all of its rights to Disney. So as Winnie the Pooh approaches age 100, we wish him a peaceful old age. And we recall that Winnie once said to Piglet, "If you live to be 100, I want to live to be 100 minus one day, so I will never have to live without you." This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.